So we're going to use the soothing tap now as an acceptance technique. So taking the hand that you're going to place over the centre of your chest, just do that now. And with the other hand, just locate the finger position. Remember that it's between the little finger and the finger next to it, about a centimetre, maybe less, down onto the top of the hand. If you use four fingers, as I have, down from the bed, where the fingers bed into the hand, down on the top of the hand, you'll find it. That indentation, that valley between those two fingers. And as I said before, I use my thumb at the back on the palm of my hand to anchor those fingers in place as I very, very gently and rhythmically push in and release. Push in and release. Push in and release. And then thinking of one of those experiences that you've had that you wrote down in the journal exercise addressing the unacceptable. Just think of one of those experiences. Start with something that has less of an emotional response in you. So don't start with something that causes you a big reaction, but start with something small that you put on your list. Keep pressing your hand, using your fingers in the valley between those two fingers on the top of your hand. And as you recall one of those things that you've written down, just say, even though X happened, that's okay. I accept that it happened, and I love and accept myself anyway. Keep pressing this spot. Even though X happened, that's okay. I accept that it happened, and I love and accept myself anyway. So even though X happened, that's okay. I accept that it happened. There's nothing I can do to change that. And I love and accept myself anyway. And then pause and take a deep breath. Keep putting pressure in and out on that spot, that valley between the fingers. And just keep continuing to either tap it or press in and out for about a further 20 taps, and I'll be counting them for you. Focusing on whatever it is that happened that you're ready now to let go. Saying to yourself, I choose to let this go. I can't change what happened. But I can choose to let it go. Keep pressing that spot on your hand as you choose now to let whatever it is go. And then pause and take a deep, deep breath, feeling your abdomen and stomach rise and then deflate. Continuing to tap for as long as it feels comfortable. Stopping regularly to tune back in. Is this okay now? Can you let this go? Can you accept that it happened and that nothing you can do now can change that it happened? And keep tapping and notice what feelings and thoughts rise for you. And then you might choose to repeat this switching hands. And then you might go back to the list on another occasion and choose something else from the list and go through this process of acceptance and choosing to let it go. If I can't do anything about it, then it's probably time to let it go. It's just something else that I'm carrying around in the bucket of my life that is getting in the way of new experiences. Don't worry if some things are harder to let go of than others. Some have had more of an emotional impact than others. We're not in a race. This is just a spring clean at this point in our lives. We're just choosing to let go of some of these things that stop us moving forward. It's always satisfying when you have a spring clean. It's always satisfying when you have a clear out at home. Taking stuff to the charity shop or to the tip. That's what we're doing mentally. We're having a clear out of stuff that we don't want anymore. So enjoy the experience. Because you're choosing to let this go. And that's empowering.